in recent years, we've heard stories of Sydney's arts and music scene really taking a beating, especially in the face of lockouts, funding issues, noise complaints, and an ever-narrowing field of available spaces for music and the arts. New South Wales Parliament is now inviting feedback from the community on how we can rebuild and encourage thriving arts and music sectors into the future. Legislative Council Committee member John Graham is here. John, a very good morning to you.
Morning.
Now, what was the catalyst for this inquiry? I believe you launched it late November last year.
Yeah, so this was an inquiry that the Parliament set up on the last day of sitting at the end of last year. And really to emphasise the importance of it, it's the first time that the Parliament's asked, particularly about the music industry in New South Wales. We haven't gone out before and said, look, what's going on? Where are we up to with this industry? So it is incredibly important. What's driving it? Well, you've just run through some of the challenges, some of the real issues out there. There's a sense in Sydney and across New South Wales that there's some real changes going on. It is tough at the moment. If we don't deal with some of these issues at the moment, we might lose some of the really vibrant music and arts industries that we've got.
Now, you and I spoke about 11 months ago for Labor Loves Live Music and talking about some of these issues that still obviously are a problem now. But one thing we touched on back then was that this actually has a repercussion on the economy.
Yeah. Look, this, if you think about how this works around the world, cities are competing to have creative people move to their city. Sydney should be doing the same. Instead, the message we're sending to people is almost, it's 9:30, go to bed. You know, that is one of my worries. This inquiry aims to get to the bottom of that. What can we do to actually change that message? What can we do to make sure that these industries do actually survive and really thrive?
Look, I know one of the key points in the inquiry is the progress on the implementation of the government response to that New South Wales Nighttime Economy Roundtable Action Plan. What has been achieved on that so far?
Look, it's difficult to tell at the moment. So there's some good plans there, but really it's being done behind closed doors. So one of the things the inquiry will look at is how far have we got? Is it far enough? What else can we do? So there's a lot of things we can do to deal with these issues. You touched on some of them, planning, noise, particularly while there's so much building going on in the city, making plans for where the venues will be. How do we make sure that people aren't pushed out of the city who can't afford to live here and devote their lives to music or art?
Now, of course, we are talking Sydney, but the inquiry looks further than sort of around the state as well.
Yeah. No, look, exactly. There's similar issues in the bush, particularly with noise and planning issues. So we'll look right around the regions and look at how we can deal with this across New South Wales.
Now, who are you looking for to make submissions into this?
Well, look, anyone who's touched by these questions, so that includes particularly musicians, arts more generally, but particularly people who are concerned about where this issue is up to in Sydney. Venue owners, people who go out to venues need to put in submissions if they've got concerns about these issues. This is the first time the Parliament's asked the public what its view is. I think one of the things we've got to make sure is that there is a view back to Parliament saying this is a crucial issue. People really do care about where the music sector's up to, in particular, across New South Wales.
Given how much fuss has been made about this, why is this the first time Parliament's asking?
Look, I think for a long time the view has been the music industry is pretty self-sustaining. It's just something that rolls along. People do it out of love.
Yeah.
The truth, though, is in the last 5 years especially, the way we listen to music has changed, the way venues support themselves has changed, the way musicians support themselves economically has fundamentally changed. And there is an issue now where that there is a crisis in the industry. So I think there's a sense of that coming through. This old view that the music sector could just look after itself and would roll along regardless of what we did is no longer true.
I don't think it's true. I don't think it's been true for a little while now.
Sure, I think that's probably right.
Now, for people who do make a submission, for people who are interested, what can they realistically hope to see come out of this inquiry?
Yeah, look, I think that depends a lot on the public reaction, to tell the truth. But what are we trying to do? Well, we're really looking for the series of changes we can make to the law, to the culture in Sydney and New South Wales, that'll mean that we can keep these industries moving. That means things like easing up the planning laws so that venues find it easier to operate. It means things like on noise complaints, the fact that we've got three government agencies dedicated to closing you down if someone complains is something we should have a look at. And it means looking at what sort of funding and support is there for government for the arts and the music sector.
John Graham, thank you for your time today, and I imagine you and I will be chatting about this in the future after we get a few responses in. That was the Honourable John Graham, Member for the New South Wales Legislative Council and the Committee for the Inquiry into Music and Arts Economy in New South Wales. We will have details on how you can get involved on the 2SER breakfast page at 2SER.com.